Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your jizziness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. When you feel yourself stopping yourself from smiling or laughing, don't allow yourself to really feel it and be with it and let it all expand and flow and be yummy. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about really allowing the good, yummy, zhuzhy, juicy, delicious, you name it, awesomeness into our lives. We live in a culture that really, almost honors victimhood and competes for who's the most tired, who's the most busy, who's the most worn out, who has it the worst. And, you know, as I am the pleasure fairy, I am here to help shift that. So I want to muse about the idea of really soaking up and allowing all of that pleasure, awesome joy into our lives and what that does for us and what that looks like. So, you know, I always start with the nervous system because the nervous system rules so much. And one, we want to get it at that foundational place where it can handle life and where we can find peace, centeredness, connection. And then the next phase of that is being able to expand our nervous system so we can handle more pleasure. So that's where we're at here. So if you're not here, it can still help you. Like if your nervous system isn't quite at that foundational level yet, focusing on pleasure can still help and start to sprinkle in things so that way you can be getting to that centered place as well as expanding into more pleasure. And for everyone who's already there, this is that invitation to go deeper and to really bring more of that pleasure in. Be expanding your nervous system to bring more of whatever it is you desire, the awesome and the yum, into your life. Tied into this is really that aspect of clearing shame and guilt, because I feel it's more shame. You know, guilt can have a purpose and allow us to tweak things so we can do better, where shame, it's just this hidden, everything's hidden. It wants to stay hidden. It wants to keep us small. It wants to keep us in misery. It wants us to feel bad about ourselves. When we're trying to bring more pleasure into our lives and we're expanding our nervous system to accept more of that, to be able to receive more, whether that's more awesome in a relationship, more money, more joyful moments, especially if, you know, it's like with parenting or anything, we'll come up against this edge of where we'll start to feel pleasure, we'll invite it in, and then something's either going to knock us down back to where, quote unquote, we belong, because that's that edge, we're breaking through that glass ceiling, and so it'll knock us down to that, or we won't even allow ourselves to feel it and experience it. And so this is where, again, having some foundational aspects like awareness is key. You're going to have to be practicing awareness, paying attention to the sensations in your body or the thoughts in your mind, anything like that, both of those really. And then you'll be able to see it when it's coming up. You'll be able to feel that you're reaching that edge. You'll be able to recognize it in your mind that you have things popping up that are trying to prevent you from that expansion, from that growth. And that's where so much power is, because we can actually see it, feel it, hear it, recognize it, and choose differently, and choose to be able to allow that into our lives. So that is where I'm going with this today. This is the invitation to allow yourself to welcome this yum into your life. You're also going to notice how external things, aside from just shame, right? Like, it's not just about our own internal shame that's always stopping us, or whatever it is, like, where is that glass ceiling? What is creating that? There's a lot of external factors. And this is where I've been recognizing this in observing others in my life this week, as well as my own awareness of myself and where I am and am not allowing pleasure to come into my life. Because what's happening is we can feel it, it's starting to happen, and then we shut it down. So that's where that invitation is, to allow it in. You're allowing yourself to really receive it. You're allowing yourself to expand into more of that and have more of that in your life. So you're going to notice things such as, the world says blah, 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 right? The world says I shouldn't have so much money. If I do, I'm greedy. Or the world says, because I just went through a breakup or got fired or something like that, that I shouldn't be happy, you know? And none of that is real. We are designed to enjoy life. And that doesn't mean that it's all about enjoying it all the time, because that wouldn't be the whole picture, right? It's not about being happy all the time or anything like that. It is about being able to have more of that, though. And so notice when you feel those external things saying, who are you to have blah, 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 or who are you to be feeling this right now? A lot of times this comes up, and it's reminding me of another episode I did about pleasure, when there are so many crappy things going on in the world. So who am I to be one who gets to receive pleasure or have pleasure, right? But it really does change the whole vibration of the entire world. So maybe go peruse and find that episode if you need more on that front. But today's thought is really just that invitation to expand into more. So utilize your awareness, pay attention to what's holding you back from having it, and invite it into your life. Allow it, soak it up, expand it. You know, you have a song that comes on the radio or a playlist and it's enlivening you. You can amplify that, make it even more, really feel it, breathe it into your cells, right? You notice that an interaction with a person is enlivening you. Let that be, let that exist. You know, you're going to know your own boundaries if it's coming up against something like that. But really, just allow that. I think about it a lot with friends. You know, our friends can really fill our tanks up. And so let that be. And if you don't have friends who are doing that, find you some new friends. Really, we all deserve that. We all deserve to have some friends who we can just totally be real and be ourselves and feel like we can grow and expand, and they're there for it. And so in those relationships, really soak that up. When people give you compliments, really soak that up. You know, I feel like I could go on and on. There's so many little pleasures in the world that it's great to do that. Notice when something's making you smile. I mean, have you noticed that ever, where it's like you're about to smile or laugh or anything, and then you dampen it down, you hold it in because what? You're sitting at the dance studio and there's a bunch of moms there? Like, no, this is what I'm notorious for, is just like, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to smile, I'm going to whatever is happening, because it's bringing more of that aliveness, connection to myself, realness, depth into the world. And we all can do that. So there's the invitation. and I'm here for it. I'd love it if you would share with me in DMs on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco what you did that went over the edge to really let more joy, pleasure, awesome into your life. Tell me. I would love to share them with the world, honestly. I know sometimes I get a little MIA on social media, but I'd love to do that. So if I get enough of them, I'll share just that anonymously, of course. Don't worry. You're not going to be outed on receiving so much pleasure. But yeah. All right. Cheers to more and breaking those glass ceilings and enjoy your day. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.